Hi, my name is Jan Girard, and welcome to All About Redecorating. I'm an interior decorator, and my company is also called All About Redecorating Interiors. You can reach me at 849-1668 or my website, which is allaboutredecorating.com. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, though it's still not over. It's a great time, hopefully, to sit back before the evening is underway, and maybe you have some unresolved decorating issues, and every Sunday at 5, we'll be addressing many that you've emailed me or even called me about. This really can help you get through the process, and I welcome any questions at any time, so please give me a call, or you can email me as well. This week's show is sponsored by Atlantic Building and Remodeling. Ralph Plum, owner, is my guest, and he'll be on very, very shortly. As contractors may say, 'tis the season to get things done. If you're building or adding on to an existing home, this is a time to do it and get it done. It seems everywhere I'm traveling throughout the state of Rhode Island, there's a lot of activity going on, be it if it's building, adding on, painting, and this is a really good sign that people are starting to do things to their homes. You know, many times when you're looking for a contractor, people will tend to open up the yellow pages if they don't know who to contact. Though this can be very confusing because they look at the big ads, but that doesn't mean that this is a great quality company. Because of this confusion, I decided it would be a good idea to have a building contractor on to talk about selecting a quality contractor. So, welcome Ralph to my show.
Great. Thanks, Jan, for having me.
Well, my pleasure. And I'd like to get into maybe sharing with my audience more about your company, Atlantic Building and Remodeling.
Well, our name says it all. We both build and remodel homes throughout Newport County and throughout Rhode Island. Our office is located at 855 Aquitnik Avenue in Middletown, which is the Aquitnik Tradesman Center. You can reach us by phone at 401-846-1996 or email info@atlanticquality.com. And again, our website is www.atlanticquality.com, and we think our name and our domain name says it all.
You know, even though obviously you're based here in the Newport area, what is your overall geographic territory?
We're registered and insured to work anywhere in the state of Rhode Island. That includes we've done projects as far away as Providence, but our bread and butter is right here in Newport County.
Okay, great. So you've gone off island.
We have.
I know a lot of people I've talked to sometimes never leave the island, so it's great that you do go beyond, but of course your focus being here. When we were opening up the show, we were talking about selecting a quality contractor, and I tell you, I talked to a lot of people, and this is the most daunting task for people that are looking to do anything. What do you feel people should be looking for when they're thinking about hiring a contractor?
Well, I think reputation is first and foremost, and also a contractor with a physical location is also something that I think should be important to clients. That's in particular why we got our office on Aquitnik Avenue. We feel like it allows us a central location where we can both meet with clients, we can organize our staff, and we can operate more efficiently. So both those things, reputation and a physical location, I think are very important when choosing a quality contractor.
I know you had me come over to visit your office a few weeks ago, and I was really impressed the layout, even the technology that you've incorporated into your business, which really I feel is a key thing right now.
And I think that's another point as well, technology. We do leverage ourselves. So if a client wants to communicate via email or a client wants to communicate via phone, we can do either. We have BlackBerries. We can communicate via email on a real-time basis. Or we can have the traditional landline phone conversation if clients prefer.
Well, when you look at it, there are people that it's whatever they're comfortable with.
That's exactly right.
And I think by the fact that are ahead of the game as far as the technology and being able to, if it's, God forbid, fax or whatever, I think that's really important because it's all about what's comfortable for the client. Segueing from this, obviously when you're being called upon to work with a particular client, the bidding process, and maybe you're going to be bidding up against some other companies. If you can share with the audience about the bidding process and some of the things that you have been doing to put a plan together for a client.
Well, Jan, the bidding process really depends on at what point in the process the client comes to us. And when I say that, I have clients that'll come to me and say, Ralph, I kind of been in this kitchen for 10 or 15 years, and I want to remodel it. And that's where it starts, and they don't really have anything further. I also have clients that will come to me with full sets of very detailed architectural plans with exactly what they want down to the paint color that's going to go on the wall. So the bidding process for each one of those two clients is very different. The second client that already has the detailed plans, we can submit a proposal to them very shortly and turn it over in a timely process and have it be very, very accurate. Whereas the client who comes to us with really just ideas and without a concrete plan in place, we'll have to walk them through the design process to make sure that we are on the same page and our bid matches their expectations. Because I think that's important that a lot of people overlook sometimes. You know, we have our ideas as Atlantic Building as to what we think would work in design as well as function, but we want to make sure it fits and suits the client's needs and tastes.
That is really good to hear, because I've seen situations where, and if it's, I don't know if it's complaints from clients, that they are communicating with a contractor that this is the way I live, this is what I need and want. And I've heard time and time again where people come back and it's like they didn't listen. Because, and I remember this recently, about 6 months ago, where a woman had specific needs and only one out of maybe three others really listened. So I think the communication, no matter how it is, and it's all about the customer's experience and how they're actually working with a contractor, and communication has to be there.
There's three things that we always try to put into our designs when we're working with clients, and that's function, value, and style. And all those three things are important. So we want to make sure that it functions to their use and their needs. We want to make sure that there's value there. So that way, if they go to sell the home, now sometimes function and value will contradict each other because people have unique tastes on occasion and unique needs. However, we want to make sure that the client is aware of that and what things will add value and what things are truly just for function. And then also style. So that's where we would bring in Jan and come in and make sure that the finishing touches are there, the finishing colors are there, so that way it finishes nice.
Well, I think, too, it's bringing all the elements, the components together, because when you're coming in with the design element as far as what, again, the function, I'm even coming in, it could be choosing color, it could be actually how, again, the furniture placement. I mean, we could go on and on as far as whatever the room is, but it's really making sure that the customer's needs are being met. And, you know, I did check out your website, which, again, is atlanticquality.com, and I thought it was very well done and very easy to navigate. The one thing that I think giving word pictures here that impressed me is that you talk about, if it's not even a tagline, it could be, I guess, design, build, and project management. It really seems that it covers it, everything from concept to finished product. And I know you do residential and commercial. But this, I sense, really must set you apart, because it really gives the concept in one's mind that they... With this in mind, I know you do residential and commercial construction. But again, when I was reviewing your website and all that you posture and how you bring everything, all the information to the audience, when they're viewing your website, this must really set you apart.
You know, we seem to think so. And as I was talking about before, clients come to us at different phases of the pre-planning process. Some clients, there is no design phase. They already have that design phase completed. However, we like to offer it, and sometimes it's done in-house, and sometimes we'll outsource it either to a designer like yourself. Sometimes it'll go to a fully licensed and registered architect. It really just depends on the size and the scope of the project. To give you an idea, a lot of times what we'll do is, let's take a backyard outdoor space. That'll include a deck, a patio, maybe an outdoor shower. Well, in a recent instance, we were able to design the whole project for the client. We performed all the general carpentry work, so we built the deck, did the footings and the foundation for the deck, did all the finished painting for the deck as well. Then we brought in an outside landscaper to do the patio and a plumber to install the finished shower. Now, the client only had to deal with us throughout the whole part of the process, from design, initial consultation, all the way to final punch list and button-up items. And we felt, and the client felt this as well, that it was really convenient, it was easy, and we were able to keep things managed in an organized and concise fashion for them.
That is a good thing to share with the audience, because, again, they're not dealing with a lot of different fractions here, that it's kind of under the umbrella of Atlantic Building and Remodeling. So you're bringing the people that you feel comfortable with, that you trust, and you're bringing all those resources to the table. So, again, the client feels that they're dealing with one person, and the total experience is going to be more streamlined, I would think.
And that's why we're active project managers, because we can bring in our subcontractors that we use and we feel comfortable with, as well as the client doesn't have to worry about managing all sorts of crazy budgets. We can manage it for them. So we have an ideal budget and a goal set for the whole project, and we can deliver that to them, again, in a timely and organized fashion.
Many times, too, a homeowner doesn't want to be dealing with that kind of situation where they have to be talking with a variety of people, and they don't really maybe have that expertise in managing a project.
And that's right. And the other thing, too, is a lot of times what clients don't realize is that subcontractors and even a contractor like myself, when we work together more often, we work better, we know how to communicate. And on occasion, clients will bring in subcontractors that may be very difficult to communicate with, and we may have not communicated with them or worked with them in the past. Now, certainly, that's how we've sometimes developed our best relationship with new subcontractors, so it's not something we're opposed to, but it is a cause for concern on occasion. Clients have tried to bring in subcontractors to projects sometimes that haven't always been the best value add for that particular project.
I think, too, for contractors like yourself, knowing the personalities and being able to know, and again, introducing them to people that you're comfortable with is huge, because I think so many times I've seen people just having to deal with unexpected things, but if you're controlling the whole situation, the job gets done, also on time, which is always an issue for people as far as what they project for the time to be. So I think that's going to be something that you bring to the table very, very well. I think at this time, we probably need to take a break, because there's some other questions that I want to ask Ralph, of course, and we do need to pay the bills a little bit here. So if you've just tuned in, you're listening to All About Redecorating with Jan Gerard, and if you have any questions, you can reach me at my office number, which is 849-1668. My website, which showcases all the services I provide, is allaboutredecorating.com. Also, my guest this week is Ralph Plum from Atlantic Building and Remodeling. You can reach him at 846-1996 to set up a free in-home consultation. His website is atlanticquality.com, and when we return, we're going to be talking about the specializing of the different things that they do at Atlantic Building, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to All About Redecorating, and my name is Jan Gerard, and I'm an interior decorator. You can reach me at my office number, which is 849-1668. My guest this week, again, is Ralph Plum from Atlantic Building and Remodeling, and you can reach him at 846-1996. And before we went to break, we were talking about the business that Ralph is in as far as hiring a contractor and hiring a good quality contractor, and how a company can set themselves apart from others, and Atlantic Building does a fabulous job. But getting into more details here, I wanted just to have him share with the audience as far as what they specialize in. I mean, we can think a contractor's a contractor's a contractor, but maybe you can highlight some of the things that you have been brought out to do. I know some things that putting on additions to homes and so forth, but maybe you can share some with our audience.
Well, Jen, some of the things that we've completed in the last 12 months include new constructions, additions, kitchens and baths, small projects, as small as just replacing a simple railing, to very ornate detailed decks and outdoor spaces. So we really do run the whole gamut. We employ in-house, on-staff, carpenters, as well as some of our guys can do masonry work, some tile work, but then we also outsource all of our subcontracting work, so plumbing, electrical, a lot of the trades that you're more familiar with. Now, we wouldn't do a small electrical job. However, if it was an addition or a new construction, we will contract the whole job and subcontract out to any of our trades as appropriate.
Excellent. I was noticing, too, when I was on your website, that you were mentioning reconfiguring existing living space. That kind of intrigued me as far as maybe you can talk further on that.
Sure. A lot of times clients will come to us and in our initial consultation, we'll talk about what's your goal for the space? What are you looking to achieve? Sometimes I want to add another bedroom. I want to add an in-suite master bath. I want to expand the kitchen. And automatically they may seem like, you know, they might think they have to go out or they might have to go up in the form of an addition. Whereas a more cost-effective option sometimes to take the space they have and rework it and reuse the interior partitions to either open it up to add an expansive kitchen dining room area or to, again, add an ensuite master bath. That's what I mean when I talk about reconfiguring existing living space to work with it. And again, typically it's a combination of the two. A lot of times what we'll do is we'll add an addition that will expand the living space, but we'll rework the existing space to work with the new space to give the client the overall function and feel that they want out of their project.
I've come across things like that too, where they're planning on putting an addition on, and I even helped people as far as their furniture placement with their new space, and maybe they were using existing furnishings, adding onto what they have, or even deciding, you know, we're doing a new space, we want all new things. So a lot of this all kind of plays off each other.
You're exactly right. And a lot of times I'll tell clients, and they won't really think about it, if you reconfigure your furniture, you can help define spaces. And, you know, that's where someone
Definitely.
Like Jan can come in and add a lot of value to a client.
I was with somebody recently who has bought a house in Tiverton, and it's an old Cape, neat space. What a great view. And they're going to be putting on a sunroom, expanding on the back of the house. And I've been brought in to even look at, just looking at blueprints, looking where the outlets should be, talking about recessed lighting, all these different things. And the space is so large that the furniture will be more so floating in the center. So because of the lighting issues, and I have a big passion with lighting, maybe there needs to be an outlet in the center of the floor or wherever the furniture is going to be placed. Sometimes people don't think of that.
Not only sometimes, most oftentimes clients will not think of that. Because a lot of times, as you well know, Jan, throughout renovation projects, there's a lot to think about. There's a lot to plan. So sometimes some of the smaller items that seem kind of minute and not important at the time can affect the overall feeling and finished product. For instance, not having an outlet in the middle of the floor, well, now you have to either install an outlet afterwards, which becomes a costly change
Definitely.
Order and more expensive, or you can run a cord across the room. Neither one of those seem like viable solutions or situations. So therefore, the more time that can be spent upfront planning, bringing in someone like yourself, working with either an architect or a builder who's well-versed in these things ahead of time can be valuable in both time and savings.
Definitely. And I think when I was with someone else not too long ago, we were talking about artwork on the walls, and did they want to have the recessed light, which could be washing light down on the walls? Do we want to put an outlet behind the painting so they can have a picture light, whatever and however this would work? I'm thinking some more globally versus they may not even be thinking where their furniture is going, so I can see things. It's almost like the invisible placement of furniture in my mind, but it all comes down to the function, what they're going to be doing. And there's so many things they can do with uplighting and downlighting and so forth. But I love this part of it because it's so exciting to kind of put the whole concept together. When you're brought in on situations, and I'm sure you've been hired many times to do renovations and updates, are you finding you're doing a lot more with that? And do you find that really adds a lot of value to someone's home?
Absolutely. It's the easiest and quickest way to add value to a home is doing a renovation or update or improvement to a home. You know, what we're finding now in a slower real estate environment is that clients who may have thought about previously selling their house or maybe even tried to sell their house find themselves unable to do so and instead have decided to stay in their home and to make it work within whatever their function is going to be. And we've done quite a bit of that lately. And to be honest with you, the easiest way to add value to a home is in the kitchen or bath space. I think
Definitely.
That's pretty well known and a lot of people are aware of that. And you know, one thing we try to do with clients, and we touched on a little bit before, is to talk about value and to talk about, all right, the project may cost X, but here's where you're going to see the biggest return on your dollar. And here's where this might be a particular item that you want to look at. For instance, the backsplash in the kitchen. Well, you know, we can do a tile backsplash here, and it may add a lot of value, and it's not a whole lot of tile. Even if you use a large square foot cost of the tile, it may only be 15 or 20 square feet on the entire backsplash. So you might be able to spend more per square foot, whereas if you look at the floor tile, where you may have 500-600 square feet, well, if you splurge on your per square foot cost on your floor tile, it may push the budget quite a lot. So we talk about value. We try to talk about those things. What's going to add the most value to a project? What can add value to a home? And again, one thing I always try to talk to about a client is, when do you plan on, if ever, selling your home? Because it's one of those things, if a client comes to us with a big project in mind and they're looking to sell their home in a year or two time, we want to make sure that we're working with the client to do things that are suit their taste and function, but also they can help try to recruit some of that value down the road.
I've seen where, and even when I've met with people on a situation, because I too ask them if I've been brought in to help them with their decorating issues, what's your plan? 5 years? 10 years? Or are you staying forever? Because sometimes they have to make sure they can get their money back.
Sure.
And some renovations may not make sense, but I think if they plan on selling, and I'm sure you're brought in to as far as help people prepare their homes for selling as far as any minor things that have to be done, because even when I've been brought in through a realtor to help stage the house for selling, you're right, kitchens and bathrooms, and sometimes people haven't touched those areas in 30 years. And if they're trying to compete with other properties on the market, it's going to stand out that it is dated, and they need to compete at the same playing field here. So I'm sure maybe you can share a few minutes with that as far as being brought in when people are selling. Have you done some work on that?
Yeah, very often, both on the buying and selling side, where real estate agents or the client themselves will contact us directly if they recently bought a home or they're looking to sell a home. And value is obviously of utmost importance if someone's immediately going to be looking to sell the property in the short term. And most often what we'll do in that instance is the call I get the most is replacing countertops, pulling out either Formica or old tile countertop, and installing granite countertops.
Yeah.
And that really is the biggest value add that anyone can come in and do, very cost effective, but also it's not disruptive to a large portion of their lifestyle either. Because a lot of times people selling homes, one of the biggest objections they have to doing work is, you know what, we're done. We're out of here. We don't want to put any more money, time, and have our lives interrupted any more than they already are going to be because we're listing our property for sale. And one of the things that I found out is that clients really are, the turnaround time we can have from when we remove their countertop till they have a functioning working kitchen oftentimes is very surprising to clients. So that's the most often requested project for someone looking to put up a home for sale in the short term.
And even if they're moving into a new property, they want to put their personal touch on something, and they may want to put new crown molding, or again, how they function and their needs. They could probably envision that when they bought the property, and then you come in and make it happen.
And that's exactly right. And we work with a lot of people who are looking to buy homes, and they may be looking, we might go with them along with their agent to 2 or 3 or sometimes even 4 different homes.
Good.
So we can help explain to them what the build process is going to be. And most recently, there was a project we looked at for a potential client where they had the price they were willing to offer the home. They thought the renovation costs were going to be X. They walked us through the property, and they gave their wish list to us, and we talked them through, and it was almost 2 times what they originally thought. So obviously, this wasn't the right home for them. And that's invaluable, because the worst situation could have been for them is they got in the home, then gotten a couple quotes and said, wow, we can't afford what we were planning on doing here, and now we're in a home that might not suit us. So most often what we'll do is we'll walk through and work with clients ahead of time to prospective projects they're looking to buy.
That more, because that's a great, I'll tell you, because that, I would think, who wants surprises or thinking that they're going to have it at a certain price?
It really is a big value add, and we work with, believe it or not, a lot of different real estate agents in the area and their clients.
Right.
Real estate agents love it, obviously, because we can come through and add a lot of value to their clients right off the bat. And it's a service we do free of charge. And the reason we do it free of charge, once a client works with us once, even on a pro bono basis, as we're walking through the project with them, they realize that we are a great company, a reputable company, and a very knowledgeable company that they're going to want to work with us in the future.
Excellent. Are there any special projects that you're working on that you'd like to share?
Yeah, right now we have a few different projects we're working on. It's funny. People ask, where are you mostly? In Portsmouth, Middletown, Newport? It seems to come and go. It's, you know, we're always on the north end in Portsmouth, then 3 months later we're all the way down in Newport, and you know, no one in Portsmouth sees us for 3 or 4 months. Right now we're in Newport. We're on Historic Hill. We have 3 different projects going on between Denison Street and Spring Street. The Spring Street property is pretty unique. It's a 3,500 square foot historic renovation, finishing with period details. It includes an entire kitchen renovation, some exterior work, a slate roof, some window work. So it really does run the whole gamut as far as what we do. The Denison project is just a bathroom renovation. Now, I say just a bathroom renovation, but it's fairly extensive. But then also a project we're working on, Jan, that's in the planning process. It's actually through Habitat for Humanity. It's myself. I'm on the board of Habitat for Humanity East Bay. and we are doing, we're planning a build for Denison or for McAllister Street for up here in the fall. And again, Habitat for Humanity of East Bay is an organization that I'm passionate about, and we have a lot of passionate board members,
right.
And we've really revitalized a few different neighborhoods and provided some homeownership to some people that otherwise wouldn't be able to achieve it on their own. So it really is a great organization.
It's got to be very worthwhile for you and very giving back to the community, which I think that's really important.
It really is.
But I've just realized that we just are running out of time already. This half hour went by so quickly, and I wanted to thank Ralph Plum from Atlantic Building and Remodeling, and you can reach him again at 846-1996, and you can schedule a free in-home consultation with him. And this is Jan Girard, and any questions you may have, you can call me or email me, and I'll get right back to you. My number is 849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. The show is All About Redecorating, and every Sunday at 5 p.m. I hope you can come back and listen next week, and thanks for tuning in. And until next time, happy redecorating.